just let it shine within your mind and show you the colors that are real.
Tracked all at the wall. Goodbye. Home run.
Fly ball right field. Hit a ton. We're tied.
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance. Today, the Cactus Crew take on the Colorado Rockies.
Back at the track looking up. It is way gone. Over the batter's eye and out of here for William Contreras.
The pitch is hit in the air into left field with some carry. Backing up Luciano onto the track. Luciano at the wall. It is gone.
Webb throws and a fly ball. Center field back again and gone again for Hoskins.
Now it's time for the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
We must be towards the end of spring training because the temperature is heating up in the Valley of the Sun. Temperatures in the 90s potentially by the end of the day today, as the final home game of the Cactus League season is upon us for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the On Deck Show, built by Menards, alongside Josh Maurer and our producer and engineer, Kent Sommerfeld. Lane Grindle with you here this afternoon from American Family Fields of Phoenix. Brewers wrap up the home portion of the schedule today. They're also over in Peoria as they have a split squad today, and then they wrap up spring training tomorrow at Talking Stick against the same Colorado Rockies. That's the opponent here this afternoon. Right-hander Chase Dolander will take the ball for Colorado. He's the first-round pick from 2 years ago. The Brewers will send right-hander Elvin Rodriguez to the mound in today's action. More of the On Deck Show built by Menards when we return. Josh will give you the starting lineups after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Brewers. There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of slow-cooked brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. At Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be found in every bite and served all day. Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 2 on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, one block west of School Days Mall. Stop on by.
The Senior Companion Program brings seniors and volunteers together for all the best reasons.
My name is Julia Brinkerhoff, and I live at Elizabeth Gardens in Racine.
My name is Lori Radowin, and I'm a volunteer for the Senior Companion Program.
I met her at Walker Manufacturing years ago. I believe this was her first job.
And as a volunteer, the time commitment really isn't that much.
She comes once a week, and we play Scrabble.
Oh, the highlights of my week are listening to Julia's 99 years of experience on this earth. Oh, it's well worthwhile. It doesn't take a lot of time. It's up to you if you'd like to add more than 1 hour a week.
To become a Senior Companion volunteer, call 262-898-1941.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. March's Pizza of the Month is pure Irish luck. Introducing the corned beef pizza. Baked to perfection with a golden olive oil base, it's loaded with tender corned beef, tangy sauerkraut, hearty white potatoes, and melty Swiss cheese. Only available for a limited time, so grab one before it's gone. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewer baseball. 99.9 FM and 1400 AM. WRJN Racine.
WTMJ.
Two days to go in the Cactus League. The Brewers and the Colorado Rockies will play twice. Once here at American Family Fields of Phoenix today, and then on the road tomorrow.
time to get to the starting lineups as we roll along on the On Deck Show built by Menards. They're presented, as always, by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, supporting Wisconsin's critical infrastructure. Visit WIIN at wisconsininfrastructure.com. Elvin Rodriguez making a bid to be one of the starting pitchers at the beginning of the season for the Brewers. Gets the ball against this lineup from manager Bud Black. Just acquired in a trade yesterday. Literally, Tyler Freeman came over from Cleveland. And 24 hours later, he's the leadoff batter for the Rockies and playing second base. Zach Veen, a big prospect. He'll be the right fielder and number two hitter. Sean Bouchard, the first baseman, batting third. Former first-rounder Jordan Beck is in the cleanup spot. He plays left. Sam Hilliard, the center fielder, is batting fifth. Been a couple of former Brewers in there today for Colorado. Owen Miller at third base, batting sixth. And Keston Hira, the designated hitter, hits seventh. Braxton Fulford is the catcher and number eight hitter. And Aaron Shunk will be the shortstop. He rounds out the order against Elvin Rodriguez. Meanwhile, one of the top prospects in baseball is going to be on the mound today for Colorado, Chase Dolander. And he faces these nine for Pat Murphy. Good to see Bryce Terang back in the lineup as the DH. He'll be the leadoff hitter. Jackson Churio in right field batting second. And Christian Yelich is batting third and playing left field. William Contreras is the cleanup batter. He's doing the catching. Garrett Mitchell in center field bats fifth. First baseman Reese Hoskins in the sixth spot. Oliver Dunn, the third baseman, is batting seventh. Joey Ortiz, the shortstop, batting number eight. We found out this morning Vinny Capra has made the opening day roster for the Brewers. Then he gets the start as the second baseman and number nine hitter today. Congratulations to Vinny Capra. The umpire lineup presented by Cannon and Dunphy since 1985. They've been leading the way, recovering over $1 billion for clients for fairness on the field and justice off it. Trust Cannon and Dunphy. The crew chief, Doug Eddings, is behind the plate. And on the bases, Jordan Baker, Scott Barry, and David Arrieta. We'll come back with the first pitch after this. Brewers and Rockies next on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Citgo, Miller Lite, Concordia University of Wisconsin, Usinger's Famous Sausage, American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Woodman's Food Market, Pops Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Carbless, Island Resort and Casino, Hello Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Cousin Subs, Potawatomi Sportsbook, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Wisconsin Biofuels, Wisconsin Laborers District Council, and Wisconsin Dental Association on the Brewers Radio Network.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards is a leading supplier of quality roof and floor trusses. Choose from our huge selection of residential and post-frame trusses or custom design trusses specifically for your project. View our entire selection of quality roof and floor truss options today on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find all the great deals happening this week at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball is being brought to you by Citgo, Miller Lite, it's Miller time, Concordia University of Wisconsin, Usinger's Famous Sausage, Usinger's and baseball, it's just not summer without them, American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Woodman's Food Market, Palms Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, built for us, Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail, Island Resort and Casino, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Cousin Subs, Potawatomi Sportsbook, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Wisconsin Biofuels, Wisconsin Laborers District Council, and the Wisconsin Dental Association.
Today's injury report, which wraps up our on-deck show built by Menards, it's presented by the Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Lane, I've got late-breaking news. Sal Frelick, the reason he hasn't played for several days, he's got a calf issue.
Ooh.
That's an Adam McAlvey report. So, Sal Frelick, you hope that doesn't hinder his chances to be in the opening day lineup in New York City come Thursday, but doesn't sound like the Brewers are too concerned about it. Here's Lane Grindle with your play-by-play in the opening inning. Brewers and Rockies in the home finale for the Cactus League.
All right, thank you very much, Josh. A reminder that this copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. That is brought to you by our friends at Boucher Automotive Group. Visit them today at Boucher.com. It'll be Tyler Freeman, recently acquired yesterday, in fact, by the Rockies in a trade with the Cleveland Guardians that sent Nolan Jones, who just a couple of years ago looked like a big part of the future for Colorado. He was one of the better rookies in baseball in 2023. But the Rockies, feeling like they needed another infielder and feeling good about what they had in the outfield, shipped Jones to the Guardians and pick up Freeman, and he takes upstairs from Elvin Rodriguez. And it's 1-0. Got underway on time at 1:10 p.m. local time.
Game time temperature in Milwaukee.
84 degrees as Rodriguez offers a strike at 94 right at the knees. And it's 1-1. First pitch of Brewers baseball brought to you by Carbless, premium cocktails in a can. Enjoy every pitch at AmFam Field and find Carbless inside the stadium. Carbless, this is more. Freeman takes high, and it's 2-1. Freeman, a fairly versatile guy, so would imagine the Rockies like that as well when they made this deal yesterday, and he two hops one through the infield and into center field for a base hit for Tyler Freeman. So Freeman is aboard, and that'll bring Zach Veen to the plate. Elvin Rodriguez making his fifth appearance of the spring. He worked 3 2/3 last week against Seattle over in Peoria. Gave up 6 hits and 4 runs, no walks and 3 strikeouts. He's given up 4 earned runs in each of his last 2 outings. But it does look like he's trending toward making this roster. First pitch to Zach Veen. Missed outside with a cut fastball, and it's 1-0. Veen is hitting .298 on this spring with 2 home runs and 11 driven in. Rodriguez brings home the pitch, and that's a strike with a fastball on the outside edge at 95. 1-1 is the count on Veen. We bleach our hair? Is that what's going on underneath the helmet of Zach Veen?
Oh, yeah.
That is some bright bleach blonde hair.
That's almost fluorescent.
That looks like Wesley Snipes' hair in Demolition Man. Hit in the air, fouled out of play third base side, and it's 1-2 on Veen.
I was thinking kind of like Dolph Lundgren as Drago.
That works too. It's that shade. Very blonde as Hoskins holds Freeman on over at first. Rodriguez gives him a glance. And now the 1-2 pitch is a touch high with a fastball. And the count evens at 2 apiece. Brewers defensively. Yelich in left, Mitchell in center, Churio's in right. Dunn at third, Ortiz at short. Capra's the second baseman today. Hoskins at first, and Contreras does the catching. As a warning issued to Elvin Rodriguez for coming set before Veen was engaged with the pitcher. One on and nobody out here, top of the first inning. Rodriguez brings home the 2-2, and it's a swing and a miss. A beautiful curveball dropped down below the zone, and he strikes out Veen for the first out. An ortho ASAP strikeout, and that was a really good curveball from Rodriguez. Brewers hoping that Elvin Rodriguez can be a guy that gives them some quality innings this year in maybe a variety of roles. Could be a length guy early. Sean Bouchard, the batter, and a ground ball up the middle just under the outstretched glove of the diving Joey Ortiz. And now misplayed by Mitchell in center, and that's going to allow an extra 90 feet for both runners. So it's a single and then an E8. And now second and third for the Rockies and one away. And here's Jordan Beck. Beck getting 220 on the spring, four home runs, and eight driven in for the left fielder today for the Rockies. Brewers will bring the infield halfway. And time is called as the one of the, we'll say, dugout assistants is on their way out there to take the protective gear from Sean Bouchard. That boy would be the official term, but he's not uniformed up. That looks like somebody's kid.
I thought it might have been Bud Black's son.
Yeah.
He was standing next to him during the national anthem.
Pitch to Beck is low from Rodriguez with a curveball, and it's one ball and no strikes. Second and third, one away. Just underway here at American Family Fields of Phoenix. A 0-0 ball game. A 1-0 pitch is right down the middle for a strike, and it's 1-1. Doug Eddings calls our balls and strikes today. Jordan Baker's on the bases. Jordan currently at second base. Always easy to spot, the tallest umpire in Major League Baseball. The 1-1 from Rodriguez is fouled out of play first base side, and it's 1-2. Scott Barry and David Arrieta also on the base paths. Rockies have had a pretty good spring, if you're into that sort of thing. 17-12-1. The cliche, as always, take it with a grain of salt. Records are very secondary. Swing and a miss. Beautiful curveball, and he strikes out back. And Rodriguez has the curveball working early here today. Another ortho ASAP strikeout, and there's two away now for Sam Hilliard. Hilliard in center field today for the Rockies. He's had a light spring, just a 111 average with two home runs and three driven in. Rodriguez brings home the first pitch, and he nailed the outside corner with a cut fastball at 90. It's 0-1. So a mid-90s fastball. You got that cutter that sits in that 90, 91, 89 range. And what's really been the separator for him so far in this inning has been that curveball. A one, that is fouled back, got a fastball in, and he's got it behind 0-2. Fan made a play off the ricochet down below us here at the ballpark. Rodriguez trying to put up a zero and get out of a little bit of early trouble. 0-2 pitch. That is fouled out of play. Came back at him with a fastball, and he was a little late and fouled it out of play down that left field line. No balls and two strikes on Sam Hilliard. Left-handed hitter. Open stance as he stands in the box. Curveball missed low. And it's one ball and two strikes.
Lane, you were mentioning that the Brewers hope Elvin can eat up a lot of innings early in the year. He may very well start a game first week or two of the regular season. Got a shortage of starting pitchers available.
Yeah, he's one of the candidates to make a start, no doubt about it. 1-2 pitch is a little bit low with a curveball. That was a good job to lay off that pitch by Hilliard. That was another good curveball broke off by Rodriguez that dropped just below the zone, and now the count is even. Two balls and two strikes. Time called again. Doug Eddings is calling time like after every pitch right now. And he's being very vocal about it. We can hear him all the way up here. Rodriguez, long look in the 2-2 pitch. Hit pretty well to center. Backing up is Mitchell. Now backpedaling with the play. Two steps shy of the warning track. He makes the catch. And Rodriguez gets out of it in the top of the first. We've played half an inning. Rockies nothing and the Brewers coming up on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
What classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. March's Pizza of the Month is Pure Irish Luck, introducing the corned beef pizza. Baked to perfection with a golden olive oil base, it's loaded with tender corned beef, tangy sauerkraut, hearty white potatoes, and melty Swiss cheese. Only available for a limited time, so grab one before it's gone. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewer baseball. 99.9 FM and 1400 AM. WRJN Racine. Hey.
Bryce Terang lead off the bottom of the first inning. No score here at American Family Fields of Phoenix. And for a baseball nerd like me and... I'll go ahead and say that Josh has won too. Sorry if that insults you. Fun to see a prospect like this on the mound here today for the Rockies. Right-hander Chase Dolander. First pitch to Terang, who's DHing today. Missed inside with a two-seam fastball. It's 1-0. Dolander, a top 10 pick 2 years ago. Pitched collegiately at Tennessee. He is the number 25 prospect in all of baseball. Finished last year in Double-A. Pitched very well. 1-0 pitch is a fly ball to center. Hilliard barely having to move. Walks in two steps and settles underneath of it and makes the catch for the first down. That'll get Jackson Churio to the plate. Dolander, the number two prospect in the Rockies organization. But he has very good stuff. And this is not a guy that's going to be in the opening day rotation for the Rockies, but you would imagine he could be fast-tracked. Probably start this year, Double A again. First pitch to Cheerios, down and away, and it's 1-0. First inning is brought to you by Quick Trip. Sweeten your game with delicious Nature's Touch ice cream from Quick Trip, proud partner of Brewers Baseball. Pitch is down and away, and it's two balls and no strikes. Cheerios had a monster spring, 477 average. Has not left the yard, though, if you were going to critique him. Here's the 2-0 to Jackson. Swing and a miss. He was trying to there. Fastball at 97 up and away. And early on, it's easy to see why Dolander is a big-time prospect. This is some good time, some good stuff. Here's the 2-1 to Jackson. And that is hit out towards center. Hilliard back on it at the track, looking up. And Jackson Churio has his first Cactus League home run of 2025. So ask and you shall receive. What can't the 21-year-old do? Man, he has made it look easy this spring. Again, it is spring training, but boy, does the rest of the game feel like it's in slow motion right now for Jackson Churio. Here's Christian Yelich, 1-0 Brewers, and Yelich takes a breaking ball on the outside edge for his strike, and it's 0-1. In the regular season, when the Brewers hit a home run, that means $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee, making a difference to fight hunger in our community. Thanks to Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. Yelich takes a two-seamer down and in, and it's 1-1. 1-1 pitch. Yelich took inside. 98 that time from Dolander. 2-1 on Christian, who has had a very good spring himself. 3 home runs for him. And he bounces one through the right side and into right field for a base hit. Yelich came in hitting 310 on the spring. That'll only add to it. And now here's William Contreras, who is hitting cleanup today. Clean up any home damage with Loyal Family, South Milwaukee, Oak Creek, and across the state. Don't let the out-of-towners handle it. Call locally owned Loyal Family Renovations for a free inspection today. One on, one out, one in already for the crew here in the bottom of the first. Dolander brings home the pitch, and it's right through there at 97 for strike one. Contreras hitting 455 on the spring. 2 home runs and 9 driven in. A one pitch, and he laid off a cutter that missed off the plate, 1-1.
I've been marveling at how nonchalantly you've been able to read the batting averages of these Brewers hitters here in this first inning.
I've said it a couple of times over the last maybe week and a half or so. The 1-1 to Contreras is a swing and a miss at a cutter down and away, and it's 1-2. Again, we always put the disclaimer, it is spring training. But if you had to script a perfect spring training for your position players in terms of how they looked at the plate, how they felt at the plate. 1-2 pitch and a swing and a miss. Contreras chased a curveball down and away and strikes out for the second out of the inning. And that'll bring Garrett Mitchell to the plate. You couldn't script it much better. You would rather your guys are hitting lasers all over the field and confident going into the regular season. And when you look at the core group of guys that are going to be everyday guys in the Brewers lineup, that's pretty much the case. They're all swinging it well. Mitchell squares to bunt, and he bunts it foul at the third baseline. It's 0-1. Garrett hitting 256 with a home run and 6 driven in. Yelich is at first and 2 away. Dolander brings home the pitch, and it's fouled straight back into the net. And it's quickly 0-2 on Garrett. Brewers just a couple of days away from getting on the plane and heading all the way to New York to get ready for opening day against the Yankees. What a great way to open up the season. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Curveball down in the dirt. Mitchell went after it. A couple of strikeouts for Dolander, but the Brewers do get on the board on a solo blast off the batter's eye from Jackson Churio. We go to the second inning. 1-0 crew on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. The best day of the year is coming. Don't miss it. Brewers opening day on March 31st includes live music, VIP guests, drumline performances, DJs, plus exclusive merch and ballpark fare. Get tickets before they're gone at brewers.com/openingday. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Helpful phrases for modern living. Tape 1. To say hello, you say, hey there.
Hey there.
To say, I'm not sleeping, you say, I'm fine, thanks.
I'm fine, thanks.
To say, I avoid my friends, you say, it's all good.
It's all good.
Saying you're fine when you're not, we've all been there. But not saying something when things get tough doesn't help. Your mental health deserves a voice. Visit FindSupportWI.org today.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand to keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating. Natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
American Family Insurance is always a great call. That's because their agents are always there to protect your dreams.
to the second inning here in Phoenix. It's 1-0 Crew and Elvin Rodriguez facing former Brewer Owen Miller. And Miller takes the first pitch strike. It's 0-1. Milwaukee area native Mequon went to Ozaukee High School. Going to live out his dream playing for the Brewers the last couple of years. Swing and a miss at a slider. And it's 0-2. I've told this story before, but I'll always feel bad for Owen Miller that Owen hit his first home run at American Family Field as a Brewer back in 2023. I think it was maybe early May when he hit that home run at home. 0-2 is a called third strike with a fastball that dotted the outside edge. And Elvin Rodriguez with some really positive early returns in this outing. Gets another ortho ASAP strikeout. And there's one away for Keston Hira. But to finish that story, so Owen hits the home run. And after the game, he's being interviewed by the media. And he goes on and on about how proud he was to hit a home run for his hometown team and the ballpark he grew up going to. As Hira takes a curveball low and in, and it's 1-0. And, of course, was so excited to have Bob Uecker narrating that call. The 1-0 pitch is up and in with a fastball, two balls and no strikes. The only problem was he hit the home run in the third inning, and I was on the call. And I've never felt worse that I was calling the game in that moment than right then. 2-0 pitch is right down the middle for a strike, and it's 2-1. So the next day I went and found Owen and said, Owen, and he knew right away. He goes, I already know. He said, I'm so sorry. I said, you don't need to be sorry. I'm the one that's sorry. 2-1, swing and a miss at a cutter off the plate, and it's 2-2. And he said, yeah, but I grew up here. I grew up listening to Bob call games, and he said, I should have known the third inning wasn't his inning. I got caught up in the excitement. 2-2, swing and a miss at a nasty curveball, and Rodriguez makes very quick work of Keston Hira. Back-to-back ortho ASAP strikeouts, and there's two away now for Braxton Fulford.
I can confirm that Mr. Grindle was, I wouldn't say you were shaken up, feeling bad about it, but that affected you.
I remember that. I really felt bad for Owen. Nothing anybody could do about it. You can't predict when you're going to hit your first home run. It wasn't his first home run, but his first home run for the Brewers in that ballpark. Swing and a miss at a fastball away, and it's 0-1. And the pitch is outside with a fastball. One ball and one strike on Fulford.
Yeah, you felt like you owed Owen something.
I did. I get that. If I were him, I would have been really disappointed that Lane Grindle was calling that moment, too. I think anybody can understand that. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball, hammered high and deep down the left field line, but hooking foul. And it's 1-2 on Fulford. I mean, I'll say pretty good call. It's not bad. The call of the home run.
I gave it a B.
I'll take a B. Yeah. That's not that bad.
No, it was good. Great.
I don't even remember what I said, to be honest. I think I said something about the hometown kid. One ball and two strikes. I was waiting for your response. B was pretty kind. You could have been way harder on me than that. 1-2, and curveball missed low. Two balls and two strikes now.
Give it a B to your face.
Okay. Here's the 2-2, and fouled back our way and out of play. Count remains two balls and two strikes.
What's that they say about people who live in glass houses?
Mm-hmm.
Don't throw stones. I digress.
A 1-0 Brewers lead. Now time called by Fulford as he readjusts his gloves and gets back into the box. Rodriguez looking at 33 pitches so far. He's looked good. The pitch nailed the outside corner. Fastball at 95. Boy, that fastball's got a little zip on it today. for Elvin Rodriguez. He strikes out the side. 1-2-3 ortho ASAP strikeouts and a scoreless and perfect top of the second. We go to the bottom half. 1-0 Brewers on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Jan from Toyota here. Feeling cooped up from winter? Well, now until March 31st is the perfect time for a new Toyota, like Camry, Grand Highlander, and more. So you can get back out there and do the things you love, like hitching up the boat to a tundra for a lake day.
I haven't water skied in a long time!
Live out your spring fantasies with a new Toyota. Come in today.
Go from dreaming it to driving it. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Toyota, let's go places.
Being a Pella consultant means helping people build their dreams.
Customers really appreciate just how prepared we are. All the samples, the videos, pictures.
We are with you from start to finish. You literally have a friend from beginning to end and beyond with your project.
Our Pella team simplifies the process, taking time to listen and find the right solution for you. And right now, get 0% interest for up to 72 months. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Certain restrictions apply. It's 331-2025.
At Prevea, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors, just like me, who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, our patients are treated like people.
Not some quota. We're led by doctors.
Not by numbers. That's why before we ever listen to your chest,
we always listen to you.
Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
Your hometown crew.
Yelich trying to steal home. Here's the throw to the plate. He's safe.
No matter where you live.
Yelich sprinted home.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Reese Hoskins leads off the bottom of the second inning. A 1-0 Brewers lead. And Dolander's two seamers over for a strike at 97 and 0-1. Solo home run from Jackson Churio is the only scoring we have in this one. The 0-1 pitch is down and away, and it's one ball and one strike. Jared Koenig is getting loose in the Brewers' bullpen, so he'll try to do a back-to-back. That's another sign that you're at the end of spring training when you start seeing these relievers pitch in back-to-back days. The 1-1 to Hoskins is fouled out of play first base side, and it's 1-2. A lot of relievers like to get that done once before they head into the regular season because they're going to be asked to do that a lot once the season gets going. Dolander out of the windup, and the 1-2 is lined foul into the Rockies bullpen down that left field line. Stays at 1-2. Brewers baseball being brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer with great taste, only 96 calories. It's Miller time. Here's the 1-2 to Hoskins. Breaking ball, hammered down the left field line. This one is foul as well. Hoskins out in front of that curveball. Thought for a moment maybe that was going to flirt with the line and be extra bases in the corner, but it just went foul.
Those last two balls that Reese has hit, though, he scalded them.
Yeah, he's hit them hard, hasn't he? He's looked good this spring. Yep. That's another really encouraging sign for this club. A healthier version of Reese Hoskins could go a long way. Guy that can hit in the middle of that lineup a little bit with a lot of power. 1-2 pitch, and he was able to lay off a fastball at 99 that time from Dolander. It missed away. Now the count is even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two coming home, and he missed low. Count is full. 3-2 on Hoskins. 6 home runs. That tops Major League Baseball, along with a handful of other guys in spring training. A lot of them came early for Reese. He has also looked much improved over at first base defensively, just moving better and more comfortable. 3-2 pitch, and he took a called third strike. Really good cutter. Got that low outside corner, and Hoskins just got tied up by it. Third strikeout in a row for Dolander. He's got 3 on the afternoon now. There's one away for Oliver Dunn. Well, if you haven't tried Pine River Cold Pack Cheese Spreads yet, you haven't had the best. It's award-winning, You can take that using a brat, maybe spread a little bit of the Pine River cheese spread on there if you want. Called Strike on Oliver Dunn, and it's 0-1. And then, of course, you got to have that Cedar Crest ice cream for dessert. Sandwich, maybe pint. If you do a pint, maybe, you know, work in a little light activity today, too. If you want the best, it's Cedar Crest. Always. Dunn takes outside with a fastball, and the count is even at 1-1. One nothing Brewers, bottom of the second. The pitch missed down and away with a two-seam fastball. I can't imagine catching the sinker from Dolander is very fun for any catcher. 97 to 98 with some sink. 2-1. Chopped that one at the plate. I think that was more of a changeup that time from Dolander.
But
and it's 2-2 on Dunn.
You can certainly see why he is so highly thought of as a pitching prospect. Pretty electric stuff.
Yeah, this stuff is there. This is a guy I think we'll see in Colorado sooner rather than later. Pitch missed outside of the fastball at 99. And the count is full of 3-2. Maybe not this year. Especially with the Rockies not expecting to be in contention. You don't want to rush him in that scenario. But soon, 3-2 swing and a miss. He blew a fastball up and out of the zone right past Oliver Dunn.
Whew.
And he has struck out 4 in a row. Two down for Joey Ortiz.
About 99 miles an hour.
Free and easy 99, too. Yeah, I mean, 99 is 99, but when you watch the game, some guys are max effort. They're grunting. They're having to really run it up there to get to that number. This is fouled back our way and above the press box and out of play. And it's 0-1 on Joey Ortiz. This is a real free, easy motion from Dolander. It's very natural, it looks like. Very fluid. 0-1. Breaking ball. Ooh, that was a big hook. It missed just a little low. And it's 1-1. But you get all revved up for that 99-mile-per-hour fastball. Then he throws that hook coming in at 78. That big breaker. It's hard to get him timed up. 1-1. Swing and a miss at a cutter that was sweeping down and away. And it's 1-2. And that cutter's got a lot of run to it, too. Glove side run. It's not called a slider, but it really acts almost like one. Here's the 1-2 to Ortiz. Breaking ball, called third strike. A beautiful curveball, and he gets Ortiz looking. He has struck out the last five batters that he's faced. He's looked impressive so far this afternoon. We go to the third inning. 1-0 Crew on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Wisconsin.
When the cold settles in, warm up with a bowl of homemade goodness from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Try their rich and hearty chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, bold cowboy stew, or classic chili. All made fresh and served in a warm bread bowl or on the side. Pair it with fresh pastry or hot coffee and make your day a little cozier. It's the perfect comfort food for chilly days. Follow Main Street Bakery on social media for all the daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com. Where you go to get your life back.
The Park Panthers boys basketball team is in the state finals for the first time in 65 years, and Lee's Deli is joining the excitement. This weekend only, score $3 off any extra large sub sandwich as you cheer on the Panthers. Whether you order the Godfather, the Standard, the Gobbler, or the Hen House, Lee's Deli has your game day cravings covered. Swing by the shop on Washington Avenue to fuel up during this sports-filled weekend. $3 off extra large subs only through Sunday. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine and the Park Panthers, one meal at a time.
Your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewer baseball. 99.9 FM and 1400 AM. WRJN Racine.
Nation.
nothing Brewers as we head to the third inning and stepping into the play-by-play. Here's Josh Maurer.
Wayne, thanks very much. Happy Sunday, everybody. Aaron Shunk's going to greet the new pitcher, Jared Koenig, pitching in back-to-back days. Scoreless inning against the Athletics yesterday. Aaron Shunk, a right-handed batter, greets him and takes a strike. Only 92 miles an hour on the sinker, but at the knees. Elvin Rodriguez, very good. Four strikeouts and two scoreless innings. The one to Shunk misses inside. Again, 92 on the fastball. One and one on Shunk. I guess a little surprising. Elvin is finished after two innings, if he is indeed. And only 34 pitches thrown. 1-1, Shunk takes a strike on the outside corner. That got up to 94 with the sinker. Jared going in consecutive days, getting the arm loose. 1-2. He walked a batter yesterday against the Athletics. That was it. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Curveball down and in, and it fooled Shunk. We are seeing some K's. That's four in a row for Brewers pitching as the Colorado's starter, Chase Dolander, has struck out the last five Milwaukee batters to come up against him. Ortho ASAP presents all the strikeouts. Start healing faster. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. Now Tyler Freeman against Koenig. He takes inside, ball one. 1-0 ball game. Brewers lead in their home finale this spring, thanks to a home run by Jackson Churio off the center field batter's eye. 1-0 to Freeman. Took a changeup knee high for a strike. Tyler Freeman acquired in a trade by Colorado yesterday, and then before he even met all his new teammates, he singled to begin the ball game today. 1-1 pitch, swinging a tapperette in front of the plate. Play for the pitcher, Koenig, in front of the mound. He's got it. Low throw. Great dig at first by Hoskins for the out. That was a tough one for Reese. Koenig threw him a scud missile over there, and it was scooped out expertly.
It's the beauty of making a Cactus League trade like that, right? You're already in town. Just drive your car to a different facility and get ready to play.
Yeah, it worked out a lot better if they had than if they had traded for somebody who was playing in the Grapefruit League. So two out for Koenig, trying for a perfect third inning. Yoel Piamps is already getting loose in the Brewers' bullpen. We're in the third. Here comes the prospect right fielder, Zach Veen. V-E-E-N. Struck out against Elvin Rodriguez in the first. Lefty-lefty, he grounds one to first. Behind the bag, played by Reese Hoskins on a convenient high hop. And Reese takes it himself. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Jared Koenig. We go to the bottom of the third. 1-0 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Did you know that
the Park Panthers boys basketball team is in the state finals for the first time in 65 years, and Lee's Deli is joining the excitement. This weekend only, score $3 off any extra large sub sandwich as you cheer on the Panthers. Whether you order the Godfather, the Standard, the Gobbler, or the Hen House, Lee's Deli has your game day cravings covered. Swing by the shop on Washington Avenue to fuel up during this sports-filled weekend. $3 off extra large subs only through Sunday. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine and the Park Panthers, one meal at a time.
Ah, spring is here. Get outside, breathe in the fresh air, and regain your freedom. Easy Mobility Solutions offers Golden or Pride Power Scooters or Power Chairs, so you're never left watching the world from the sidelines. Live life on your terms. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions makes it easy with flexible care credit options and top-notch service. Start moving freely again and visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility.
Get your golf game in top shape this winter with two unforgettable tournament qualifiers from X-Golf Kenosha and the Wisconsin State Golf Association. Pair up for a shot at the Wisconsin Net Partners Championship at the Wild Rock Golf Club in the Dells September 16th. Or aim for a spot in the Wisconsin State Scramble Series Championship at Wild Rock September 17th. Visit X-Golf Kenosha for details, then register at WSGA.org. Both events run through March 23rd. Make this winter a hole-in-one with X-Golf Kenosha.
Your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewer baseball. 99.9 FM and 1400 AM. WRJN Racine.
Your hometown bank.
More from the prospect.
prospect right-hander Chase Dolander. Bottom third, 1-0 Brewers, and Vinny Capra to greet the hard thrower. First pitch, 98 miles an hour, but low and away, ball one. 9-1-2 in the Brewers' order against Dolander. It'll be Terang and Churio to follow. Vinny Capra, who has been informed he's made the big club. 1-0 pitch, took a strike. Cut fastball, clipped the outside corner. Congratulations to Vinny. Never made an opening day roster in his career before. And he's earned it with an incredible spring. 1-1. Called a strike again with a cut fastball, and it's 1-2. Capra this spring, 279 with 5 homers, and how about 12 runs batted in? Played great defense wherever they've put him in the infield. Playing second base today.
Alexander.
Wind up the 1-2. Down and away. 2-2. The last 5 Brewers to face Chase Dolander have struck out. Some good hitters, too. Contreras, Mitchell, Hoskins, Dunn, Ortiz. See what Vinny Capra can do leading off the home third. Dolander winds the 2-2 pitch. Down and away. 99-mile-an-hour sinker. Full count. Now it's another one of the candidates to be a starting pitcher at the beginning of the regular season. Tyler Alexander getting loose in the bullpen for Milwaukee. Dolander has his sign. 3-2 pitch, swung on and tapped over the mound towards second base. Tyler Freeman charges, has it in front of the bag, and he throws out Capra by maybe a half a step. Nice play by the newcomer to the Rockies, Tyler Freeman. And Dolander, even though the batter finally put the ball in play, he has retired 6 in a row. Brewers pitching's been great. Couple of consecutive 1-2-3 flawless innings brought to you by Carbless Premium Cocktails in a Can. Proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Stop at your local grocer and stock up for the game at home or for your next tailgate. Carbless, this is more. Bryce Terang takes a strike. Flew to center to begin things against Chase Dolander. 23-year-old prospect arm. Big swing and a miss. Pulled that string with that changeup, nothing in two. Dolander, the 9th overall pick in the draft a couple of years ago out of the University of Tennessee up on Rocky Top. A lot of good baseball players coming out of that program. 0-2, the pitch. Down and away on a curve. Third inning brought to you by Sitco. Whether you're crossing the state line or just going cross town, Club Sitco can save you money on every fill-up along the way, like 3 cents off every gallon every day. Start with Sitco, you're good to go. From the windup, the 1-2. Terang shoots it into left center field. Base hit, opposite way. Left fielder Jordan Beck over to get it, throws it in, it holds Terang at first. That's a one-out single. How often did we see that opposite field approach as a sophomore last year from Bryce Terang?
Yeah, we really saw him grow up, I think, a lot as the season went along, just in terms of his approach at the plate, and he really figured out that staying within yourself and just a nice, easy swing, going with the baseball the other way, can lead to a lot of on-base percentage, and he's good when he gets on base.
Jackson Churio took ball one, and that came on a 98-mile-an-hour pitch that he hit a sharp single. Good to see for Bryce. Remember, he was out of action for over a week with that shoulder issue. Still not playing the field yet. He did throw yesterday. It's the DH in this game. And now Churio, who's provided the only run with a homer. They head 1-0 against Dolander, who turns and throws to first. Terang belly flops safely back into the bag. Even in spring training, Chase Dolander knows you got to pay attention to Bryce Terang, who stole 50 bases last year. The 1-0 Brewers, bottom third, and the 1-0 pitch is outside. 97 miles an hour, 2-0 on Jackson. The home run, impressive, is first of the Cactus League, but he's hit 8 doubles. The 2-0 pitch. Way outside on a cutter, 3-0 from Dolander. If you're following along the Jackson Churio quest to bat 500 for an entire spring training, he's close. He's 22 for 45. That's 489 up to the moment. Bet he's got a green light. 3-0 pitch. Nope, took all the way. And a 98-mile-an-hour letter-high strike. I know we keep talking about it, but how amazing is that? He's played in 16 games. He's almost batting 500. 3-1. Took high, ball four. Cutter from Dolander. And Jackson aboard again. That won't help the batting average, unfortunately. Walk right in, says Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Turang to second, 2-1-1 out for Christian Yelich. Our final Sunday in the Cactus League. Don't forget the Brewers have Sunday fun days throughout the regular season. Family fun, you get a fun day bundle featuring four tickets, four junior hot dogs, four junior sodas, and a parking pass for only $65. Pitch to Yelich. Curveball low, 1-0. Get your Sunday fun day bundle, brewers.com/funday. 2 weeks from today is the first Sunday home game against the Reds, end of that first homestand. Yelich singled back in the first. He lifts a foul left side. Drifting well out of play. Little late on 97. 1-1. Here's what's coming up, by the way. Last Cactus League game tomorrow will be against these Rockies on the road. Then heading to New York City. 1-1 to Yelich. Line smash into the gap. Right center field. That's a base hit. Hits the grass. That's going to roll all the way to the fence. That's going to score two. Turang followed to the plate by Chorio. Relay Jackson scores standing up. And Yelich standing at third. It's a two-run triple. Christian Yelich strikes to make it 3-0 Brewers in the third inning. And he turned around a 98-mile-an-hour Dolander sinker. In case you didn't already, add him to the bubble wrap list.
I had him there a long time ago.
Quick visit to the mound by the catcher, Braxton Fulford, before William Contreras bats. The first batter was retired in the inning, but then single walk, two-run triple. The thing about Yelich, you know what you're going to get when he's healthy, but there was a question, was he fully healthy when he came here to get ready for the season?
Yeah, he looks that way, doesn't he?
Looks like he never had back surgery. But it's easy to forget that he did less than a year ago. Contreras struck out, infield is up. The pitch is a cutter outside, ball one from Dolander. And not only has Christian looked good, but he's produced, and he's hit for power. I was wondering, you know, you can have the same kind of pop off your bat when you have a major surgery to your back, but he doesn't look like he has lost anything. He maybe gained some.
I think he looks better. I really do.
1-0 pitch, Contreras swings, grounds one to second. Infielder Ian Tyler Freeman fields it in the breadbasket off a hop. Make sure Yelich is staying put, then he throws out Contreras for two out.
Is he a different player? Probably not, but he's probably a more confident player just in terms of his health. And I think that's a freeing thing when you're at the plate or in the field.
Well, obviously, if you just feel healthier, you're going to be more confident and comfortable. There comes Garrett Mitchell. Infield back to regular depth with two out. And a curveball is squibbed into the dirt, foul by Garrett. 3-0 Brewers. Now Yelich at third with two away. Christian's hitting about 350 this spring. He's hit three homers in addition to that triple. The 0-1 pitch, Mitchell swings and misses through that changeup, and it's nothing in two. Dolander struck him out back in the first inning. Trying to end it right here is Dolander. Two strikes, the pitch. Breaking ball, swing, and a miss. He got him. That's that looping curveball, and On three pitches, Garrett Mitchell fans. That'll retire the side, but a Yelich two-run, three-bagger makes it 3-0 into the fourth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Members of Leuna are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LiunaWisconsin.org. L-I-U-N-A, Wisconsin.org.
With all the money you can save on gas when you use the Club Citgo Rewards app, you're good to go. But good to go where? Good to go fly first class?
Hot towel.
Cool. Good to go to the opera. Good to sit ringside at a boxing match. Good to go salsa dancing? Tap dancing? Or polka dancing? Download Citgo's money-saving Club Citgo app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
Introducing the newest carbless flavor.
Mango Vodka. Flavored with the essence of the ripest, freshest mangoes, Carbless Mango Vodka will transport your taste buds to a sunny beach getaway. New flavor, still the same carbless crafted cocktails with zero carbs, zero sugars, and only 100 calories. Enjoy a refreshing vodka cocktail without the guilt. Four packs of the new Carbless Mango Vodka cocktail are available in stores near you. Find your bliss today at drinkcarbless.com and escape with every sip.
The best sounds you can get.
Back, track, bye, bye, baseball.
All season long, this is the Brewers Radio Network.
Alexander, the left-hander, in the pitch as we go to the fourth. It's 3-0 Brewers, and let's pause 10 seconds for station ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to